How are you today, Mayor?
I'm doing well. Just came down Hancock Street from North Quincy, and the Bradford peas are all blooming, looking nice.
Very nice. Are the bulbs coming up that were planted last fall by the scouts?
They are. They did a great job, and of course, Parks Department personnel also. But yeah, they're popping up all over the place, which is a nice sight in the springtime, for sure.
Indeed, yeah. It looks like the weather's going to cooperate nicely, too, for school vacation week this week. Lots going on, of course.
Indeed.
Folks should check in with the Quincy Recreation Department if they want to take some of the formal activities, spend their time. The weather's going to cooperate, finally.
Yes, looks like it's going to be a great week. We'll take it.
Indeed.
And it rained last night. That's how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to rain at night, not during the day.
That's right. Your April overnight showers.
Perfect.
Lead to May flowers. I know that as part of the Quincy 400 celebration, the Heritage Tree Program was part of that. Is there anything more you can tell us about that?
Well, I know that the park personnel has some of the more major corners are being worked on now. For example, the old Lincoln Memorial site on Center Street right near Bergen, good-sized piece of land that was an absolute mess. So they've been working that with the excavators, cleaning it all up, preparing it. And just down the street at the corner of West Street, and that where the house was taken down, that island in the center, that section is also being excavators there, cleaning it up, getting rid of the stone, reshaping it and grading it. So getting the sites ready for the trees. I know the trees have been tagged out of the nurseries, so it's coming together.
Yeah, and will there be kind of like formal events for each planting? Is that how it will work? Or?
Yeah, maybe not one for every, but certainly some of the major ones. Mm-hmm. We plan on, telling some stories with those trees. So it's coming together, and I know that Dave Murphy and his team are doing a bang-up job, getting it ready, and doing all the prep work. So it's going to be nice.
Yeah, very good. And I know that construction's underway on, I guess, some new volleyball courts up at Pageant Field this year as well.
Yeah, that was the last piece, really. We did the horseshoe courts and the bocce courts, and there used to be volleyball courts up there, so there was a demand for that. So those are just about finished, I believe, which will kind of finish out the formal activities, if you will, up there. Obviously, that place is used for an awful lot of, different sports and different activities. It's a great spot, as you know. It's got a big, wide open space. So we're happy with the look of it. I know the people have been very responsive and pleased with the walkway up there. It's a great spot to go up and burn some calories. Beautiful views.
Yes, you almost forgot that it was almost waterfront property, but what things got overgrown up there, but you can actually see Quincy Bay again.
Exactly, yes, it is a beautiful spot. You don't realize you're in the middle of a city up there. It's a beautiful location. We're so grateful to Charles Francis Adams for having the vision to donate that to the city.
Sure. We should remind folks, this is Community Development Week, all this week. It's the 50th anniversary this year, actually, celebrating the different programs that the city is able to do through community development block grants, federal grants, basically.
Yeah, that's been a very popular program initiated initially by President Nixon, I believe, known then as revenue sharing. And then it morphed into what we call today Community Development Block Grant Program. And it helps us development. It helps us with some of the nonprofits and their challenges and needs. It's a great program, and I know that's a nonpartisan program. Both parties believe in that, so it's an easy one in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Not many today.
Kind of the keynote celebration will be this Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Four River Clubhouse. You'll be joined by Congressman Lynch.
Yes, the Four River Clubhouse has a great long history. Was the social center for the shipyard many, many years ago. And it was in dire need of some bad repairs. It's still ongoing, but we've done some major work, and some of that's been done through the Community Development Block Grant Program. And we get a lot of community use for that facility. So it's a perfect example of what you can do with CDBG money. Of course, Congressman Lynch has been a real champion for us.
Sure. And this is also National Park Week, and the Adams National Historical Park has programs every day at the Visitor Center right downtown that folks can avail themselves of. I highly encourage them to do that.
Yes, we've had some good meetings with the Superintendent, Marion Peek, and her team in preparing for this year and next year, because next year is the 250th
right.
Of the country. So We've got some good meetings, good planning together, and it's a great resource to have the National Park Service here in our city, obviously telling the Adams stories. So it's remarkable.
Yep, it's scheduled to open for the season middle of May this year, but as I said, there are already events going on at the Visitor Center folks can take part in. Very good.
Yeah, it used to be Patriots Day to Veterans Day years ago, but
yes,
they continue to squeeze back. I'm assuming it's financial reasons,
yeah,
but season is a little bit shorter, which is too bad. Hopefully, over time, we can get that squared away.
Yes, yes. There's staffing just not as what it used to be, unfortunately. But they're still there, for sure.
That's right.
And this is also Earth Day today. Parks Department's Environmental Treasures Program has a neat program up at LeBrec Field this afternoon. Kids can walk around and read excerpts from a couple of children's books and do some crafts, wind energy crafts.
Good stuff. We get the Cleaner Greener coming up first Saturday in May. And I think the city has really stepped up on the environmental side and respecting Mother Earth. And we've seen that now with the Butler Pond restoration. We're seeing that with the money's been put aside for the Salem's Pond restoration. The cleanliness of our city is so much better than what it used to be. The flower beds, all the trees we're planting. So I think we're doing a pretty good job as custodians of Mother Earth here in Quincy. There's always room for improvement, but we're doing well, and I'm grateful for everybody who works so hard at it.
One thing we do have to talk about, this is also budget season, Mayor, and I know you're working hard on presenting the city budget for FY26. Any preview you can give us?
Well, what I can say is that we predicted a few years ago when we made the decision to do pension obligation bonds, which would fully fund the retirement system at the time. The retirement system, which is a separate entity from the city, I have one appointment to the board. They answer to PARAC, the statewide organization that oversees retirement systems. And, it was only 43% funded a few years back. So we made the decision, because it was a liability to the city, based on all the outside agencies and bond rating agencies, that was always a kicker. So we made the decision to fully fund it when the interest rates were at a historic low. So we got major funding, and we got 2.62% interest rate on it, fully funding our system. Now, if we had not done that, each of the next several years until 2040, we would have seen drastic increases every year to get to fully funding the system. What I'm getting at, Joe, is this is the peak year on the debt service. So this year's debt service line goes up dramatically, affecting the budget because of that, but it still was the right decision. We predicted this was going to happen in the budget, so that will be a big number that we have to deal with. But again, we were projecting that to happen, and it's still we'll still be saving, well over $100 million during the course of the 19 years that it was done. So it was a good business decision. Additionally, this year, across the state, every health insurance plan and program is up dramatically. We're looking at an 8-9% increase in that area, which is $4 to $5 million. Our rubbish and collection and disposal is up. Energy is up. So there's a lot of things that not necessarily in our control that are up. And then, of course, all the contracts are up June 30th, teachers being up in August, I believe, late August. So we're dealing with all the unions negotiations. So it's a little complicated this year. It's going to be a fairly hefty increase in the budget, but those are the items driving it.
Okay, let's think it was up about 18% last year. How about for this coming year?
I don't have the number yet.
Okay.
So, yeah.
May 5th, I believe, is the presentation to the city council. Is that right?
The first Monday. If that's the first Monday, that's it, Joe.
Okay, very good. Also, Mayor, of course, I wondered if you wanted to comment on the passing of Pope Francis over the Easter weekend.
Yes, on Easter Monday.
Yeah.
I saw on the news how our vice president had just visited him the day before at the Vatican. He did make an appearance on Easter Sunday, and certainly was a great advocate for the poor, the marginalized, the disenfranchised. I mean, he constantly was speaking about that. He was pushing for economic justice, and certainly spoke on many occasions about peace and the devastation the war in the Ukraine and the Middle East was doing to everybody. So he was quite a guy. First Pope from Latin America, it'll be interesting to see the direction the Vatican and the conclave goes in the next round. I mean, Pope John Paul II was certainly the greatest in my lifetime. Benedict was a little more low-key, and then he, of course, gave up the crown first time in 700 years, and which led to Pope Francis. I think he was a very humble guy, true servant, and certainly had his priorities right.
Absolutely. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time, and enjoy what's going to be a pretty nice week.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll see you at some of the events.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.